The Hastings Raiders girls hockey team is now less than a week away from their first game of the 2019-20 season as Woodbury comes to town live on KDWA Saturday afternoon. Before we get to all of Saturday's fun, head coach Tim Duggan of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Monday, first to look back at last weekend's trip to Duluth in a scrimmage jamboree.
Talk the weekend was about finding out who belongs where and finding out what kind of kids will mesh with each other and who fits where. And, you know, we had three games for varsity. City and JV. Each game was an hour long. And I think we moved a lot of players around, shuffled kids from varsity to JV, and that's what the coaching staff wanted. We just wanted to find out who's fitting in and maybe who's struggling a little bit. And I think by the end of the day, by Saturday, we had a pretty good idea of what we wanted to do. And overall, it was a great experience. Awesome.
Scrimmaging and practicing against your teammates since the opening day of Raider practice is sure fun, but it's not as fun as playing against teams of a different colored uniform on the North Shore at the Heritage Center. For Coach Duggan and the rest of the staff, it was very important to see girls in a game-like situation.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good to have that. We battled for 4 days against each other in tryouts, and they're probably tired of that, so definitely to see Egan right out of the gate, which was kind of nice to see a nice, probably top 20 team right out of the gate was good for us to see the speed, see how their work ethic is, and, you know, they're a section opponent to boot, so it was fun to see that kind of speed and that talent. You know, the girls performed. We did real well. We came out, we had some bust legs right out of the gate, but the last 30 minutes, I thought we performed well and did fantastic. But no, for sure, to see other colored jerseys and see, I think there were 16 teams up there, so you can see my voice is cracking. I lost my voice, but no, it was real good. You know, now we got 5 days of practice this week, and then, of course, we have Woodbury on Saturday, so another 5 days with the girls to get prepped and kind of throw some systems in, and then Woodbury comes to town.
The scrimmage trip was also a great tool for the Raider coaching staff in evaluating some of the talent against other varsity teams, especially knowing that first game of the season is coming up on Saturday at home against Woodbury.
Yeah, I think so. We saw multiple combinations that we wanted to look at, and multiple kids of all different ages, 8th grade to 9th grade, all the way up to seniors. So yeah, no, we shifted and moved it around. It probably wasn't a real normal situation for us because I think we have a lot of kids that are real similar in talent, and so we're on a mission to find out who's ready right now, who can step in right now and get things done now. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the squad down the road, because like I was talking to you earlier, I think November is going to be a month of just trying to figure out our team and who belongs where. Come December, I do believe things will calm down as far as the rotation goes. But really, honestly, yeah, for us getting to know the kids, how they play, and where they belong, really the scrimmages and the month of November is really still a trial and error for us. And, you know, hopefully we put the best product out there to get some W's.
Not only was it great for the coaching staff to get to know the girls a little bit better, but the trip to Duluth was also something where the kids could also get to know each other and do some bonding before the season begins on Saturday. It all started on the bus ride up with a very familiar hockey movie.
Yeah, no, on the way up, what do we do? We watched the movie Miracle, of course, right? And we got there pretty early in the morning, 10:30, and our first scrimmage was at 12:30. So got to the rooms and then just had to take off right away. And yeah, no, they loved it. I think we were shuffling again, like I said, back and forth from varsity to JV and at different times and whatnot. But after our varsity game on Friday night, we all got together and went over and watched the UMD Bulldogs play the St. Cloud State Huskies women's team at Amsoil Arenas. And that was a blast. We had a lot of fun. All the girls were up and, you know, getting on camera and dancing, and, you know, they're on the big screen and, you know, doing the shark dance and, you know, whatever else they throw at you. And so, no, for sure, definitely a bonding experience. And I think what we do up there is we put 5 or 6 kids in these gigantic suites that they have, and that's a good experience for them. I'm sure they had a blast. And then we came back Saturday, and of course the bus ride back Saturday, probably about 20 miles away, they're singing and dancing on the bus and doing what they do. So yeah, no, it's all good. And of course coaches get to know some parents, and we get to know the kids much better.
With the Duluth trip now come and gone, it's nice to be in game week. The Raiders have 5 practices to get ready for what's going to happen on Saturday in the home opener against the Woodbury Mary Royals. We'll have your game live right here on KDWA at approximately 2 o'clock p.m. with our pregame show starting right after the JV game closes up. As Coach Duggan tells fans, it's nice to just be in game week preparing for Woodbury.
Well, it's nice to be in this week now because everything up to this week has seems like it's been administrative. So to actually get out and do some X's and O's now and to maybe put in a couple systems that are simple for us to run and just to get the kids, obviously, to know what it is that we want. So, no, we'll definitely break it down and probably slow it down a little bit. Obviously, we're going to do some conditioning the first 3 days. But then we want to get in some learning time, too, and we need to slow it down and, you know, just whatever it is, maybe go over penalty killer, not so much power play yet, but just face-offs, the simple things, the things Hockey 101. And know, you know, when we get out there, we know what we're doing. We look like we've been there. So our language is a little bit different, obviously, than the other previous coaches, and I think they're starting to figure it out. So, yeah, this week is, I think, a very big week. With the 5 days of practice is absolutely huge for us to all get on the same page and to have a smaller squad now and work with these kids and more so get them on a one-on-one, right, with the coaches and then be able to work whatever it is that we're going to throw at them. I can't give you all my secrets yet.
And with it being the first game of the season at Hastings Civic Arena's McGree Rink and it being an afternoon game, Coach Duggan notes to fans that everything begins at noon with JV and the varsity to follow right around 2 o'clock p.m. Let's pack the barn on Saturday.
I like it. I don't think I've ever had a noon Saturday game as a coach, so this is great. I think it's a perfect time. It's not too early. It's not too late. It's high noon. JV will get on the ice and start playing, and then we're on the ice right after. I think we have a couple games scheduled like that down the road. But, yeah, no, the timing's absolutely perfect. And, by the way, the JV up north went 3-0, so they had a nice road trip up there and played extremely well, so super proud of those kids. We're jacked up. We're jacked up. You know, I'll get there early, and hopefully we get a crowd in there on a Saturday. You know, it's supposed to be cold out and kind of nasty, so come on in, man, and watch the puck drop for the opener against Woodbury, and hopefully we can get revenge from last year's score.
That was head coach Tim Duggan of the Hastings Raiders girls hockey team who just got back from their trip up north to their scrimmage jamboree at the Heritage Center in Duluth. Now the Raiders get ready for Saturday. We'll have it live on KDWA, Hastings and Woodbury, 2 o'clock p.m.